Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all having an amazing day. Now, in today's first entitled parent story, a kid gets banned from a Discord server for using racial slurs. I know, pretty disgusting stuff. However, when this kid's entitled mum finds out that her son has been banned, she doesn't care about the racial stuff. No, actually, she gets angry at the owner of the server for banning her kid in the first place. Entitled mother yells at me for banning her entitled son from my Discord server. So, for context, I own a Discord server for a few of my friends to talk in. One of my friends invited one of his friends, the entitled kid of this story, to the server so that we can get to know him and talk to him. The kid joined, did the verification, and started talking to us. He started off pretty nice, but slowly started getting quite rude. Whenever my friends and I said anything or talked about any of our interests, the entitled kid started yelling at us to shut up and even started sending racial slurs in the Discord. Because one of the rules on the server is no racial slurs, I banned him. And everything was then chill for the rest of the day. The next day was a weekend, so I slept in. I woke up to 20 missed calls from an unknown number. I called them back, as anyone with any human decency would. The caller picked up and instantly yelled, "Why did you ban my baby from your group chat?" I told the woman to calm down and tell me what she was on about, since I was still disoriented as I'd just woken up. Of course, this was the entitled kid's entitled mum, and she starts going on about how it was unfair of me to ban her kid from my Discord server. I explained to her that her son was sending racial slurs, so I had to ban him. The mum, though, said, "You have no proof of that. Messages get deleted when someone gets banned from a server." But what this entitled mum didn't know was that we had set it that when someone got banned, their messages don't get deleted. So I sent her a screenshot of the things he said, and her response was, "You're lying. That's clearly Photoshopped. I don't even know how to use Photoshop." And so I told her, "Believe that all you want, but your idiot of a son isn't joining back." And I hung up and blocked her number. My other friend and I talked about this incident later, and he told me I should post it here. So here it is. I guess it was kind of funny. And there we go, a nice little story to start off today's video. To be honest, I've had this a lot in my own Discord server. Yes, the vast majority of the 10,000 people in there, all of you guys, are great, but you do get some people that come in and just, you know, break the rules and be aggravating on purpose, which is very annoying. By the way, if you haven't joined my Discord server, links down below. 10,000 people in it, and we all talk about Reddit all day. Get in there. I also want to say a big thank you to this user, Void Doom, for posting the story on my subreddit, r/RedditorYT. If you guys want to get involved in the subreddit, there are, as of right now, 32,600 members, pretty insane people, on r/RedditorYT. That is my subreddit. Go over there, post your stories, post your memes about me, or if you like, you can just go and post loads of memes about Karen's, me, my channel, anything really. The subreddit is now also getting moderated by a good little team that we've put together, and yeah, they're doing great work, making sure the sub is up to date, looking good, no reposts, no like terrible memes. Only the top quality content gets allowed in there. So yeah, go and check it out. 32,000 people enjoy it. Link in the description as well. That is r/RedditorYT. And again, if you want to post your stories there, you have a chance of them being read out by me on my channel, just like user Void Doom. You're legend. Thank you. And now moving on to our second story of today's video. An entitled mum on the train tries to force me to let her kid try my trumpet during COVID. For some context, I am a trumpetist in a local orchestra, and I need to go to rehearsals in another district every week. I live in a city that is very large geographically, and getting to a different district is like going to another city, and it takes around an hour on the LRT. The LRT is the light rail train. It acts as a commuter rail in my city. So, I get on the train at a terminal station, so there's usually a seat next to the glass separator thingy that I can lean on and take a nap. The reason I'm making this post is also the reason why I didn't get to take a nap on my way to rehearsal today. As usual, I got in pretty early and found an ideal seat and sat down. Cue the entitled mum and her son. The kid, being a kid, is obviously curious about the case that I keep on my lap. he asked me what's in the case. I told him about the trumpets and the orchestra and whatnot, and he asked me to show him it. I was fine with that. As long as I'm careful not to drop it, it's no big deal at all. Well, it all went downhill from there. The kid asked to try and play it. Obviously, I said no. We were on a train after all, and although I doubt it would make a sound, having not learnt how to use the mouthpiece, I don't want to risk it. It's also just not hygienic to share a mouthpiece, something that you literally stick to your lips, to a total stranger, especially during COVID. Kids being kids, he obviously got loud, and the entitled mum being an entitled mum obviously was determined to get her little precious whatever he wants. The entitled mum, who was sitting on the opposite side from me, people sit sideways on this kind of train, asked me nicely, "Hey, what's the big deal with letting the kid play with your trumpets?" At this point, I was already triggered. I tried to stay as calm as possible though. "You see, mom," I point to the two mouthpieces that I have, "we blow into this, and it's a bit unhygienic to share mouthpieces. You've got two of them. Just use the other one." "I use both of them. These two are for different purposes." "Oh, quit being sophisticated. It's just a toy." I'm already mad at this point. I got into a decent music college with trumpet playing, and I get paid for playing for the orchestra. It's obviously not a toy, not for me. "Mom, I play this trumpet in an orchestra for a part-time job. I wouldn't." "Don't take yourself too seriously. Music isn't an actual job that you can get fed on." She's actually getting pretty loud at this point. Her kid started to cry, and people around who don't know what happened stared at me as if I'm the bad guy. "You music students are truly spoiled," she continued. "Good kids study math, physics, and economics. Hobos study music and arts." I get paid $300 per month for this. That's a decent amount, by the way, for a part-time job where I live. I save all of that for college. "I'm sure you work a decent job as well, but I wouldn't exactly call myself a hobo." "Did you just talk back to me without using honorific form of the word you in my language?" For those of you that may not understand what that means, in certain languages I know, like in Spanish, for example, you have a more respectful way of saying you that is, you know, traditional and nice to use with strangers and people that you don't know. Clearly, OP has not gone to the length of using it here because he has no respect for this entitled mum, and I don't really blame him anyway. Yes, I did. At that point, I didn't want her to think that I respected her or her words. There you go, that clears it up. I stopped talking to her, closed up the case, and left the seat. She started literally yelling at me. "Is that how you treat a person from an older generation from you at home? Unbelievable." Well, guys, it gets even better from here. She grabbed my headphone cord and ripped them out of my ear. I was wearing it the whole time during this conversation because it sucks at soundproofing. She grabbed onto it and demanded me to apologize. No way in heck I was gonna. "It's my station. Let go of the headphones or I'm gonna call security. We have security staff on the trains, and usually they help elderly people getting on and off, stop people from smoking, etc." She did not let go. I didn't even need to call the security guy. He saw what was happening and demanded the lady and her kid to leave the train at the next stop. I finally got some peace and quiet and got off one station later than where I usually do, just so I wouldn't be getting off at the same station with her. The station I actually got off at wasn't much further to the place we were rehearsing at, and the extra few cents for going slightly further definitely was worth it. I mean, come on guys, even out of COVID, just in normal times, sharing someone's mouthpiece on a trumpet, that is pretty disgusting. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I would never normally do that. I would never ask a random person, "Can I blow on your trumpet, please?" That is disgusting. What if they have germs? Like, that's just disgusting in general, let alone during COVID, where people are dying because of a worldwide pandemic. Have you heard of it, by the way, EM? Clearly not. That is just nuts. Why wouldn't you let my son blow on your trumpet? Are you dumb? How about that for a question? Crazy.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now moving on to our final story of today's episode. My entitled mother destroyed my trust by invading my privacy. I've always had a contentious relationship with my parents. I was adopted at a young age, but old enough to remember a time before them. I've done my best to make peace with the mistakes they've made and the mistakes I made when I was younger, but I found myself loving them from a distance over the past decade. A few incidents stand out as being particularly damaging, and looking back on it now, I've never truly forgiven them for it. There was a time when I was younger when I did an extensive amount of journaling. I'd always love writing and recording my thoughts throughout the day. It's a practice I feel should be more widespread. Our own words are a living time capsule of times that will soon fade from memory. When I got older, my parents bought me my first computer. I'd taken to using Word to journal, and being a moody teenage boy, I'd often write about my various arguments and struggles with my parents. In one particular entry, I'd written something of the effect of, "My father always thinks he knows best for me," in a snarky and unflattering way. I was under the impression that no one had access to these but me. I was wrong though. Only a few days later, my mother aggressively pulls me aside at home and begins to berate me about my journal, mocking me and yelling at me for daring to question my father's authority. I couldn't say anything in the moment. I was mortified that my mother had so ruthlessly invaded my privacy like that. There were so many things I wanted to say, but I just froze and took her vicious verbal abuse. I never journaled as I had done before, ever again. I've tried to take it up again, but even writing my words in notebooks makes me too paranoid. I couldn't trust my parents to respect me or my privacy for years after this. I frequently deleted my browser history and recycling bin, even long after I got to computers of my own that they literally had no access to. There were other incidents like this, including a time when my mother violently smacked a drink I was holding and splashed it all over my brother, then blamed me for it, saying later it was disrespectful to drink while she was scolding me. I've made a plethora of excuses for them over the years, my mother more so than my dad. Our relationship has never been the same since I came out, and my boyfriend keeps telling me that they were incredibly toxic to me when I was younger. It doesn't help that my mother refuses to call him my boyfriend and refers to him as my friend no matter what. It's so frustrating because I do love them and respect them so much for taking me and making me feel like their own. They eventually had my younger brother naturally, and they've always credited that to the joy I brought them by completing their family. I wish it didn't have to be so complicated, and I do want to see them more. They just make it so hard to look past certain behaviour. I've thought about going no contact for a while, just so I can process how I really feel. Writing this post has already done a great deal for me, and I hope maybe soon I'll have some clarity. Take care, everyone, and be kind to yourselves. You deserve to be happy. Never forget that. Well, yep, guys, that is for sure. This guy definitely speaks the truth. Overall, though, I'm not really sure how to feel about this story because on the one hand, as you say, OP, yeah, you were lucky they came along, this family picked you up, adopted you, gave you a decent life, it sounds like. But on the other hand, if they are toxic to you now and, you know, abuse you and don't accept your sexuality and all that sort of stuff, then was it really a good thing that they adopted you in the first place? I don't know. It's a tough one because like a lot of kids never end up getting adopted, never have that family. Luckily you've had that, but at what cost? Because these people don't seem like great parents, to be honest. To me, it kind of feels like they're, well, not using you, but they're kind of taking advantage of you and forgetting how much joy you did bring them. And that is obviously like a horrible thing that they should never forget. But yeah, I think your boyfriend is right. You have been living under toxic parents for a long time now, and maybe going no contact is a great thing. You can go no contact and still love them, by the way. You can always love people, but never get on with them. If that makes sense. Family is family. And yeah, I feel like you've got kind of unlucky here. It was meant to be all rosy and everything, but in reality, it wasn't. So I'm sorry about that, but that invasion of privacy is just nuts. Yeah, that is disgusting. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. I really hope you have enjoyed this video. If you are new to the channel and you want to see more from me right away covering the same sort of stories, boom. Check them out right here. Couple on screen. And by the way, can I say this one is one of my favorites. Probably the best video I've ever made in my life. So click that for sure. Do not click this one. This is why have I put this on screen? That video is actually terrible.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout.
36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Yeah, don't click that one. I need to change that. That is a terrible, terrible video. Bye. I'm going to go fix that right now. Don't click on that. What the hell?